Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Yud Ches. We left off on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots. Right, we left off with the words V'chatzi Nesek Tzoros Hilchos Gemirila. We had a very brief discussion about the Rambam who writes in the Akdamot Pirush Mishnayos and in Hilchos Mamrim that you can never have a machlokas by Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, by something that's that comes purely from a Kabbalah. You can never have a machlokas, and we point out the Chavos Yair in his Tshuvas in Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis, I believe. Points out all the Gemaras that go against the Rambam, all the Gemaras where you do have machlokas by Halacha Moshe Mishnayos, and on top of the list is this Gemara, because you have machlokas. Here the Gemara says clearly that Tzoros is Hilchos Gemirah. Then we have machlokas, Sumchus in the Rabbanan, whether there's a din of Chatzi Nezek or a din of Nezek Shalom. I mentioned the Netziv's answer, if I'm not mistaken, the Maariv Chayis in the back of the Gemara over here answers a little bit differently. He says that that you can have a machlokas. The Rambam agrees that you're allowed to have a machlokas by a Halacha Moshe Mishnayos, meaning you can have a machlokas once all sides agree that there is a halachal Moshe Mishnayos. You can have a machlokas how to apply the halachal Moshe Mishnayos. But what you can't have is a machlokas whether or not there is a halachal Moshe Mishnayos. That's where machlokas is not shaykh. So that's what the Maariv Chayis writes. Even though the Tanakhama holds that it's halachal Moshe Mishnayos, v'hainu hilchus Mishnayos k'mosh pirush Rashi b'kama duchti, and right away he addresses the Netziv's suggestion that hilchus gemiri doesn't mean halachal Moshe Mishnayos. He says no, Rashi keeps on writing over and over again hilchus gemiri means halachal Moshe Mishnayos. V'imkein shuv ba'halachal Mishnayos lo shayach plukta u'machlokas k'mosh kosur Rambam back to masul pirush mishnu parakal hilchus mamrim. And the Maariv Chayis was a big bucky in the Sifrei Rambam, quotes that all three different svarim that the Rambam wrote, where he writes this yisod. He says it in the Mishnah Torah, he says it in the Pirush Mishnayos, and he says it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Tosos in Yevamah Daf Ayin Zayin also seems to assume there can't be a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Mishnayos. Vayin Chavos Yair b'Tshuvos of Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis Dis Orer Bazeh. The Chavos Yair raises the issue. The ani b'chibure kasafti yishuv l'ze. But says the Maariv Chayis, I've given an answer. Al pi divrei Rambam pirush Mishnah sof idios. So sometimes, a lot of times, by the way, when you have questions on the Rambam, if you're a real bucky in all Sifrei Rambam, very often the Rambam answers his own questions. So he says, if you know all the Rambams, if you take a look at the Rambam in the pirush Mishnayos and the end of Maseches Idios, the halacha misinai ba'a b'chlal sheliyo yir b'lehetiv b'yisrael ba'achros hayamim. Ulam be'ichus hatavaso nafla machlokas bein hachachamim, where the Mishnah says that in the end of days, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to make things better. But exactly how he makes things better, what he's going to do in terms of being matar tameim, etc., exactly what he's going to do is a machlokas tanaim. V'gam anu nomar alachem yisinai haisa, shegam tzroros mechlal hanazikin, ulam imeshalim tzroros nezek shalim uchatzi nezek. The idea of Tzroros is certainly Halacha Moshe Mishnayos. The idea that it doesn't have to be kocho, that it doesn't have to be direct, that it doesn't have to be gufo, rather, it doesn't have to be your direct impact that damages, that it could be something that shoots out and causes the impact, that causes the damage, that is certainly Halacha Moshe Mishnayos. There's machlokas, chachamim and sumchus, whether you're chayiv chatzi nezek or nezek shalem on kocho. But the idea that there is Tzoros is Halachal Moshe Mishnayos. That's what Maariv Chayis suggests to answer the Chavos Yair's kasha on the Rambam. So anyway, so we're at the two dots. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kol Shebezov Tamei B'Nezikin Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Anytime that anything that's direct enough that would be made Tamei by a Zov's contact with the item. So if it weren't an issue of a Zov contacting the item, or an issue of similarly direct damage done to the item, you would pay Nezek Shalim. Meaning, when is a Zov? What is a Zov Metame? A Zov Metame B'Moshav. Right, if the Zav sits on something, even if the Zav doesn't touch that which he sits on, even if it's Eser Matzo, Zuel Gavzu, if there are 10 cushions one on top of the other, that which supports the weight of a Zav is going to become Tameh. So if one sits on something, even if he doesn't directly touch it, and he damages it, so Yimer Shalim Nezek Shalim. Kol Shebezav Tahar, anything that is not direct enough to be considered Moshev Azav, for Azav to be Metameit, so Benizak, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. If you were to have a parallel case by Nezek, if you have a parallel case where you damage something in a somewhat indirect fashion, so then you would only pay chatzi nezek. That would have a din of tsroros. So, meaning, for instance, if Zav were walking and a pebble shot out from under his feet and broke and touched a kli, so not breaking it, nothing to do with nezek, but touched the kli wouldn't become tame. But if a Zav were walking and stepped on a kli, even if it didn't break, and nothing to do with breaking, the kli would become tame because the Zav had the Zav put his weight down on the kli. So the same is true by Nezikin. So says Gemara, V'Rav Tzroros Asal Hashminan. Is Rav's big chiddush that there's a din of Tzroros by Nezikin? That's all he's telling me, that if you directly impact the item and damage it, so you chayiv nezek shalem, and if you don't do it directly, then it's Tzroros, then you pay chatzi nezek. So what's the big deal? What's the chiddush? So says Gemara, lo, Rava Egla Moshachas Bekaron Kamashmalan. Rav's chiddush is about a case where you have a cow pulling a wagon, and the Zav is sitting in the wagon. So if you look at Rashi, Egla Moshachas Bekaron Asal Hashminan DeBezav Tameh, it's telling us that in that case the Zav would be Metameh that which the wagon runs over. Im Halcha Karon Sha'azav Aleha Al Gabe Kelim, if the wagon that the Zav is sitting in goes on top of Kelim, Tameh Mishu Medras HaZav, the Kelim become Tameh as a Medras HaZav. And in the parallel case of Nezikin as well, if the cow is pulling a wagon and it goes over Kalim, it's considered to be direct impact, and it's not considered like Tzroros. It's considered that the cow is having direct impact, and it's not considered Tzroros. V'im hitis Tzroros mitachas hakaron debezov tahar. But if something were to shoot out from under the wagon and go and touch something, where in a Zav case, that item that it touches would be tahar, so in the parallel case, b'nezikinami, tzroros ninhu, so nezikin, that would have a din of tzroros. So it's telling me the chiddush that particular case is would be labeled as tzroros only when something shoots out from under the wagon, or anything that the wagon runs over is considered direct, both legabe tuma and legabe nezikin. Now, Moshe Vazav in general is an unusual type of tuma. Normally, when one item is metame another item, so it goes down a level, right? We start in Baba Kama. Till the same lav kayotzi behen, normally, right? When it comes to tuma, a rishon makes something a sheni makes a shlishi betruma, a shlishi makes a revi bekodesh, but it always goes down a level. An av makes a rishon, it always goes down a level. When it comes to Moshe Vazav, it's not so, right? The zav is an avatuma, and so is the Moshe Vazav. The Moshe Vazav is also an Avatuma. So you have to understand that the Moshe Vazav does not become Tameh from contact with the Zav. It's that it's labeled a Moshe Vazav. It's a Tumah Yotzei Lav Migufo. It's a new Tumah that's being created called Moshe Vazav. It's not the electric current that goes, or the Tumah current that goes from the Zav to the item. It's that any item that is sat on by a Zav has its own new Tumah, Tumah Yotzei Lav Migufo, called a Moshe Vazav. But anyway, says the Gemara, Tani Kavased Rav, we have a brisa that supports Rav, that this a case of an Egla Moshachas Bekaron is when it runs over something that is considered direct damage. In case of damage, and is considered direct Tuma, is considered to be Tame in the case of a Zav. So we have a brisa that supports that, because the brisa basically says Beferish, says the brisa, Behemo Muedas Ushpa Bederach Hilucha Ketzad. A behemah is a muad to break things as it walks normally. How so? Behemah shenichnas l'sad l'chatzor nizik v'yizika begufa derech hilucha. An animal walks into the chatzor of the nizik, and it damages with its body as it's walking. Ubesara derech hilucha, or with its hair as it's walking. Bu'ukav shalei b'shav shalei b'promir shempia b'zuk shabitzavara, or with any of the dressings of the animal. V'chamor b'masau, or a donkey breaks with the package on its back. V'egla moshachas b'karon. Or you have, and this is the case why we're bringing the whole brisa, the egla moshachas bekaron. You have a wagon that's being pulled by a calf. Mishalim nezek shalem. And in all those cases, you pay nezek shalem. So there you have the brisa says beferish that an egla moshachas bekaron is considered direct. It's considered direct damage when it runs over something, and therefore you would pay nezek shalem. Tan Rabbanan, Tarnagolim Shayim Mechatitin Bechevel Dali, Vinifsak Hechevel, Vinishbar Dali, Mishalim Nezek Shalim. If you have Tarnagolim, you have chickens that are pecking away at a rope attached to a bucket, and the rope snaps because they're pecking at the rope, and the bucket breaks, so you pay Nezek Shalim. That's the Braisa. Boy Rava, Darsa al kli velo shavarto, v'niskalgal l'makam achar v'nishbar mahu. What about the following case? We've discussed where you step on a kli and you break it. we've discussed where you step on a rock that shoots out and hits a kli and breaks it. What if you step on a kli, the kli shoots out to a different spot and breaks? Not that it breaks something else. It itself breaks. By the impact of you're walking, you step, the kli shoots, smashes against the wall, and breaks. So what's the din? Is that called basame karaz lina v'gufehu? Do we say, well, we look at the moment of impact, and the impact that caused it to break was your stepping on it, and therefore it's gufo, that you broke it directly? Or do we say, no, when did it break? It broke away from you, not directly under your foot. Now, that was the maisa that broke it, but it didn't break directly under your foot. It broke in a different location where it shot out to, and therefore it should have a din of tsroros, and it should be only subject to chatzi nezek, not to nezek shalem. So that's Rava's shaila. So tifshotai. So the Gemara is going to suggest different rayas or yeshuvim to this to the shaila. The Gemara is going to suggest three different possibilities. So first, the Gemara is going to say, forget about. We don't even have to look at Tanoim to answer this question. Just look at Amoraim. Tifshotai mi de Rabba. Why don't we simply answer this question from the halacha of Rabba? The Amar Rabba. Rabba says zara kli merosh hagag. If you throw a kli from the top of a roof, Uba achir v'shavro b'mako, and then someone is standing on the bottom, and before the kli hits the ground, before there's impact with the ground, which would certainly break it. There's no, it's not a question of whether the kli would break. It was definitely going to break. But a guy is taking a batting practice, so he's sitting there with his baseball bat, and right before it hits the ground, he smashes the kli with his baseball bat. So who's chayiv? Who broke the kli? The guy who threw it off the roof, or the guy who was sitting on the bottom swinging the bat, who broke it with his bat. So Shabbat Michael Potter, the guy on the bottom is Potter because it was already broken, even though physically it didn't look broken, but it was a dead man already. It was there was no chance for it. It was already on a course where an irreversible course to be broken. So once it's on an irreversible course to be broken, It's certainly considered broken already, and the guy at the bottom is Pater. So what do you see from there? So what you see is, apparently, you go Basar Meyakar Azlinan. Even though it was not yet broken, we considered it broken because it was on a path to be broken. And therefore, the guy at the top, the guy who dropped it, is going to be chayiv. So in this case as well, where you're walking and the kli shoots out from under your foot and smashes against something, so should we look at the moment of your stepping on it, or should we look at the moment of impact against the wall that it smashes against and breaks it? So apparently, we should look at the moment of your stepping on it. We go basar meyakara, not basar l'basof. So says the Gemara, yeah, that's true. Rabba would definitely say in our case as well that it's considered gufo, that it's not considered tsraros. But l'rabba pshitale, l'rabba mibayle. Just because Rabba is certain of what the halacha is doesn't mean Rava's not allowed to ask the question. Rava maybe wasn't as certain, so Rava asked the shayla. Rava wants to see a better raya than bringing him Rabba. He wants to see Tanaim. He wants a raya from a Mishnah, a Braisa, something to answer the question. Not good enough to bring him Rabba. Very important Tosos over here, the bottom Tosos. Zarek li mirosh agag says Tosos nirdi im zarek evno chetz ala kli. If you throw a rock or an arrow onto the kli, uba acher v'kadam v'shavro, and then someone comes over with a baseball bat before the rock that you threw off the roof right at the kli, before that rock impacts the kli, you come with a baseball bat and you smash the kli. So the pshita de chayiv, then the guy at the bottom is going to be chayiv. V'lo shayich kan mana tvira tavra. You can't say you broke a broken kli. The iaz lina nami hacha basar meyikara, because if you would go basar meyikara in that case as well then lomashkachas petros chatzinezek. You would never have a din of chatzinezek tsroros, because every case of tsroros is exactly that a rock comes shooting out toward a kli. So if you're going to say you go basar meyikara, it's considered gufo in that case also. So there is no such thing as tsroros then. So he says it has to be that in that case you're going, the person who breaks it on the bottom is going to be chayiv. And says also, it's an obvious svara to be mechalik between someone who threw a kli off a roof and someone who threw a rock off a roof at a kli. Svara pshuta that in the former case, the person who threw it is going to be chayiv, and in the latter case, the person who threw it is not going to be chayiv unless his rock actually breaks the kli. Now, Tosas tells us it's a svara pshuta, but what's the svara? Why? Either way, it was on a collision course to disaster. There was no way that it was going to survive. That it seems that either way it's a manatvira. Some Chavrusa told me yesterday that he saw in the Tshuva, in the Chidushei Ha'iloi Mimechit, that the Mechit Ha'iloi in Simon Mem Ches, Mechit Ha'iloi was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU in the 1920s, I believe. He was a super genius. Anyway, so Rav Naftali Palachek. So he writes as follows. He says, V'nira, it appears as follows, he quotes our Gemara, he quotes our Tosos, Svar Pshuta, V'hezber hu, and the Hezber is as follows. When you throw the kli off a gag, you're no longer able to use the kli while the kli is on its path down from the roof to the ground. The kli has already become unusable the second you released it from your hands. You'll only be able to use the kli again once it hits the ground, but then you won't be able to use it either because Nefila, and you're not going to be able to use it when it hits the ground because then it's going to break. So it turns out that when has the kli become effectively unusable? The second you released it at the top of the roof, when you drop a kli off the roof. However, so if someone's standing there with the baseball bat and hits it on its way down, well, that's already a broken kli. It was broken from the moment you released it from your hands, because at that point it has already become unusable forever. As opposed to aval kishazori chetzo even al gabe kli, but when you throw a rock or an arrow onto the kli, va kli munach baris, and the kli is on the ground, hare a kli shalim. Then the kli is still shalim. The kli is still fine. V'terem shegiach chetzo even yichol neshamish makli. Prior to the arrow or the rock hitting the kli is still usable. Even while the rock is in mid air, the kli is still usable. So therefore, when someone breaks the kli with a baseball bat as the rock is coming down and is about to hit it, he has broken a regular, good, functional kli, and therefore the guy at the bottom is going to be chayiv. So that's the svara pshuta. It's a very good svara, very strong svara that the Mechit Ha'iloi suggests. That's the svara pshuta. Others suggest that it's just an issue of vadaus, of the damage, that when you throw a kli off the roof, it is certainly going to break. When you throw a rock off the roof, maybe a wind will carry the rock a little bit, maybe your aim is bad, maybe someone will move the kli and save it. All sorts of things can happen that will make it not certain that it's going to break. So it could just be an issue of the vadaus of the damage. There is an interesting rashash though, and this is where all the meat of today's daf is. That's why I'm spending so much time. There's an interesting rashash. Rashash in the back of the Gemara writes over here. Mikani shafti l'asher nidrashti michacham echad. He said, I used this tosfos as a raya to a question that was asked by a chacham echad. Im shavar ish echad kli shel chavero. Let's say I'm in someone's house and I accidentally break something. So I'm chayiv to pay. I shouldn't have broken something. I knocked something off a shelf. I was clumsy and I broke something. So I tell them that I'll pay for you. You know, there's no question that I'm chayiv to pay. I'm going to pay for it. I leave the house and then that night the whole house burns down. So the item that I broke burnt along with it, right? And the item, had I not broken it, would have been in that house. It wasn't moving anywhere. Would have burnt anyway. Would have been destroyed anyway. So am I chayiv now to pay for it? Can I say, look, I broke a mana tevira. I broke something that was going to break anyway. So that was the shayla that was asked of the rashash. V'nishraf kol asher betocho, everything in the house burnt. Be'ein matzil, nothing was saved. Im chayiv, so you can't even say, no, maybe this would have been saved. Nothing was saved. Everything in the whole house burned down. Im chayiv amazik l'shalim, sof sof, im lo shavartia hayinishraf. Or maybe you could say, no, maybe if I I broke it and therefore I have to pay, or no, it would have burnt anyway. So it says Rashash, our Tosfos holds the answer. It's clear that I'm chayiv mikal v'chomer, from a simple kal v'chomer from the case of our Tosfos. Why? The nidon that Tosfos kvar bari azeka, shreya evno achet hayimuchanim l'shavro, chayiv hamishaber. Now, in the case of the Tosfos where you throw a rock off of the roof. Now, it's clear that the item is going to break at the time that I'm standing there at the bottom with my baseball bat and I break the kli before the rock hits the kli. It's obvious that the kli is going to break and still I'm chayiv. So in this case, where at the time that I break the kli, it's not at all obvious. The process has not even been set into motion where the kli is ultimately going to break. Kal v'chomer, I'm going to be chayiv. Right? Kal v'chomer is considered that I did the breaking, that I did the damage. So, mashal, you get into a fender bender with somebody on the highway, and you damage their car a little bit, and then on the way home, they get into a major accident, and the car is totaled. So you still have to pay for the fender bender. You still have to pay for the minor dent that you put in the car, even though the dent was you know it was not going to be fixed before that major accident anyway. And once the major accident happens, the whole thing would have been gone anyway, even had you fixed it. So nevertheless, you would have to. It would seem that you would have to pay for the whole thing. Maybe that case is different because who says the car would have been there at that time? Meaning maybe it's more obvious in that case that you're chayv. Okay. Anyway. So says the Gemara Vayta. So again, Rava had posed the Shaila. Do we say that if you step on a kli, the kli shoots out to somewhere else and breaks itself, it itself breaks, do we say that's called Gufo or that's called Tsroro? So our first attempt at an answer at a resolution was from Rava. Rava says, I'm not interested in Rava, I want to hear from Tanayim. So Tashema, so here's Raya number two. Hidus einu muad. V'yesha mareze muad. There seems to be machlokas whether Hidus is muad. Hidus is a tarnagol jumping around, the chicken jumping around and dancing. So Hidus salkadaitach. What, there's a question about Hidus? Why should it not be muad? It's normal for a chicken to jump around. When a chicken jumps around and breaks things, that should absolutely be muad. Elav Hidus vihitis. The machlokas is if it jumps around and it's and something shoots out. It's exactly this case. The chicken is jumping around and it hits a kli and the kli shoots somewhere else and smashes. So do we go basar meikara? Do we go basar tavramana? That's exactly the machlokas. So says Gemara lo, vihitis tsoros uplukted sumchus rabban kamifli. No, no, that's not the case. The case is that the kli doesn't shoot out from under the chicken and break. A rock shoots out from under the chicken and breaks a kli. And that's a classic case of tsoros. What's the machlokas then if it's more or not? It's the same machlokas, sumchus and the rabban, whether you pay chatzi nezek or nezek shalem on Sroros. So it says in our third raya, Tashema, Tarnagolim shayim mechatin bechevel dili, Tarnagolim are pecking away at the rope of a, that's attached to a bucket, v'nifsak hachevel, the rope snaps, v'nishbar dili, and the bucket breaks, v'shalma nezek shalim, you pay nezek shalim, shema mina basmei karazlin, and apparently from the fact that you pay nezek shalim, this is exactly that case. You're pecking away at one area, and the whole, the kli just falls somewhere, and breaks. It's not that the kli smashes into something else and breaks it, it itself falls and breaks. So you see that we go Basra Meikara, that we don't view this as a case of Tsoros, we view this as a case of Gufos, direct damage. So Tirgama Achevel. So says the Gemara, that's not a Raya, because maybe when it says you pay Nezek Shalim, it's talking about paying Nezek Shalim on the rope. That the rope the chicken pecked at directly, so that's there's no doubt that you pay nezek shalim. That's what it's talking about. But who knows? Maybe in a chinami on the bucket, if the bucket breaks, you would only pay chatzi nezek because it would have a din of tsroros. So frankly, Gemara, but wait a second, v'chevel meshunahu. It's not normal for an animal to eat a rope. So why would you pay nezek shalim? Shouldn't it be like keren? That it's a keren tam, that it would only pay chatzi nezek anyway, because it's mashuna, it's unusual. Now, the implication is that prior, that if the conversation were about the bucket and not about the rope, then chevel is not mashuna. Then there's no issue with the chevel being mashuna. But why not? Meaning, even if the conversation were about the bucket, how could you be chayvin, even if you consider the bucket nezek shalim, because bas mei karaz linan, but isn't it still unusual for a chicken to be pecking away at a rope? And if the way it did the damage is unusual, shouldn't that automatically put it in the category of chatzi nezek, not nezek shalim? So says Tosfos, if we were talking about the bucket, so it would be very good. Then you could say that we're talking about an old, worn out, very low quality rope. Chickens do naturally peck at ropes a little bit. They look for moisture wherever they can find it. So they're looking for a little bit of moisture. They'll peck away at the rope. That's normal. So if the rope is a weakened, you know, old rope, so it's normal for it to break in that case. Then there wouldn't be any conversation about whether you chayev on the rope because it's a piece of garbage anyway. The whole conversation would be about the dli. So that's why it makes sense if it were about the dli. So it's orche because it's pecking away at a terrible rope. But if you're going to make the conversation about the rope, so the rope must be a high quality rope. For that to break, a chicken has to really peck away a lot at it. And that's unusual. So that's why we're asking about Mishunahu. So says Gemara, no, it's not Mishunah at all, the Ma'us Belisha, because the rope is caked with dough on it. So the chicken is not just pegging away at the rope, it's pegging away at the dough that's attached to the rope, and it snaps the rope in that way. So frak the Gemara, it's nice to make the conversation about the rope, but read the words. Vanishpa delika tani. It says beferish that the bucket is what breaks, not the rope. Ela sumchasi, damritzoros nezek shalim shalim. So we must be assuming like sumchas, that says that it's even though it's tzoros, you pay nezek shalim. So, frak the Gemara, e sumchas, e masefa, nitas mimenu sheva, v'nafal al kli achar v'shavra, al risho mishalim nezek shalim, al achar mishalim chatzi nezek. V'i sumchas, mi yisle chatzi nezek. You can't say the price is going like sumchas, because the seifa of the price says that if a broken shard of the kli goes, shoots out, and breaks another kli, so for the first kli, you pay nezek shalim, because that's regular tzoros. For the second kli, because that's goof of the second. Second kli, you pay chatzin ezek. For the second kli, you pay chatzin ezek. So if it's sumchus doesn't hold the chatzin ezek. He holds tzoros, always pays nezek shalem. So says Gemara, no, v'chiteim ha-shayni le the sumchus pay nezek kochol le koch kochol. Maybe you'll say, no, sumchus will only hold you pay nezek shalem on tzoros, on first level tzoros. But if tzoros of the tzoros then go and shoot, meaning you walk and a rock shoots out, breaks a kli, that kli then breaks apart and a piece shoots out and breaks another kli, so that's koch kochum. Maybe in that case sumchus is moda, that there's only chatzi nezek. So maybe Taka, the author of the brisa, can be sumchus. Says Gemara, no, but that can't be. V'alahad by Ravashi koch kochol sumchus kekochadami alav kekochadami. That which we're going to have later on in tomorrow's daf, the shaila of Ravashi, whether koch kochol according to sumchus is chayiv chatzi nezek or nezek shalem. Meaning, what is he? How does he view koch kochol? So tifshalei delav kekochadami. So we should have it very clear from here that according to sumchus, koch kochol is different than kochol. Kocho, you pay nezek shalim. Koch kocho, you only pay chatzin nezek. So you should have a very simple answer from here if sumchus held to that chilik. So it must be that elav, must be that sumchus is not the author of the brisa. Rabbanan he, the brisa is authored by the Rabbanan. Shema mina basmei karazlinan, and therefore we go back to our original raya. If the brisa is authored by the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan are the ones who are saying that the chicken pecks away at the rope snaps, the bucket attached to the rope breaks, that you pay nezek shalem, so you see that that's not called tzoros. That's called basmei karazlinan, because the Rabbanan holds tzoros only gets Chatzin Ezek, over here paying Nezek Shalim, must not be called Tzoros. So we see Basamei Karazlinan. And that answers Rav's Shaila. Some Rabbi Barbai, the Kazal Minei Minei. So Rabbi Barbai answers, no, the case is that the Dli was not, did not shoot out to a different location and break there. The chicken pushed the Dli along. Wherever it went, the chicken forced it the entire way along. So it is considered, it is much more direct. It's not a case like Rava's Shaila, where you step on it and the Kli goes shooting out somewhere and breaks. The chicken was pushing it the entire time, and that's why it broke. So that's the case where it's going to be Nezek Shalim in the Brisa. So again, it's not a Raya at all to Rava. So Rava's left with the question without any clear Rayas to answer his question. Viter. Once Rava had one question that wasn't answered, he asks another question. Do you pay it only megufo, only up to the value of the animal that's mazik, or do you pay it me'aliyah with no upper limit? Do we say you pay it megufo because chatzinezik in general is always paid megufo? I mean, the only other example we have of chatzinezik is keren tam, right? By keren tam, you always pay megufo. That's the difference between a tam and a mu'ur, is that a tam pays megufo. So since chatzinezik in general only pays megufo, so maybe over here also, or maybe you should say, no, you pay me an aliyah, because we never find the normal damage that pays megufo. Normal damage, regel, shein, all these things, always pay min aliyah. So what is it? Chatzin ezek tzoros. It's normal, but it's only chatzin ezek. So does it pay megufo or min aliyah? So says Gemara, Raya number one, Tashema. Hidus ein amud, v'yesha mareiz amud. Same price that we quoted before. Machlokas, whether hidus, chicken jumping around is a muad or not. Hidus al kadaitach. Of course it's a muad. Elav hidus vihidus. Must be talking about that it jumps around and it shoots out tzoros. Ubaha kamiflgi. Mandi amrein amud ksav megufo mishalim. Mandi amur ksav me aliyah mishalim. So that apparently is machlokas tanaim. Whether hidus vihitis is considered pays megufo or doesn't pay megufo. Says Gemara lo, but plukta the sumchus rabban kamifuki. No, that's not the machlokas at all. And the machlokas is whether you pay chatzin nezek or nezek shalim, not whether you pay megufo or min aliyah. The machlokas is the machlokas rabban and sumchus. simchus. It has nothing to do with machlokas of whether you pay meguf or min aliyah. So it's not a good raya from there. Tashma, second raya. Hakelv shenotel charara v'haluch l'gdish v'achla charara v'hidikas l'gdish. A kelv takes a hot coal and it goes to a pile of flammable material and it eats the charara and it burns down the gdish. So al charara mishalim nezek shalim al gdish mishalim chatzin nezek. For the charara itself, it pays nezek shalim. It ate it. But for the gdish, it pays chatzin nezek. My time alav misham davi l'tzraros. Isn't the damage done to the gdish considered to be tzraros? V'tani alav mishalim chatzin nezek megufo. And we still learn that you only pay megufo. So you see that the chatzin nezek of tzraros is not min aliyah. It's only paid megufo. So says Gemara, v'tizbra l'Rabbi Lezer nezek shalim megufo mi ashkechan. He says, wait a second. No, according to Rabbi Lezer, now we didn't have Rabbi Lezer, so there's a lot that has to be filled in over here. Rabbi Lezer says in that brisa that you pay nezek shalim, right? That you pay nezek shalim on the gedish. So, do you ever find if the brisa is talking about paying megufo? Would Rabbi Lezer say that you're paying nezek shalim megufo? There's no havamina that anyone that you ever pay any. There's never a case of nezek shalim megufo. The only havamina to say that the chatzin nezek shoros should be megufo is because it's only chatzin nezek. So, but there's no havamina that nezek shalim should ever be megufo. Elik kagon deshani bahad b'gacheles. It must be the case where it was a little bit mishuna, where you did something unusual with the gacheles. You took it, the animal took it with its mouth, which is an unusual thing. Rabbi Lezer savlak Rabbi Tafrin. Rabbi Lezer savlak Rabbi Tafrin. Dom mishuna ker. And Rabbi Lezer says you pay Nezek Shalim because it's Keren. And yields Keren in Rosh Hashanah Rabin pays Chatzin Nezek. But in Rosh Hashanah Nizek, pays Nezek Shalim. Velohi, my time, Mukman like Rabbi Tarfon, Mishum Nezek Shalim. Now, why did we want to say that it's going like Rabbi Tarfon? Because Rabbi Tarfon holds that Keren in Rosh Hashanah Nizek pays Nezek Shalim. Rabbi Lezer Summer Kasumchus, Summer Tsoros Nezek Shalim Mishalim. But it could be that there's a different explanation for Rabbi Lezer. Not that he holds like Rabbi Tarfon, that it's Mishun and that it's Keren. No, maybe Rabbi Lezer just holds like Sumchus that Tsoros pays Nezek Shalim. The Summer like Rabbi Yudah, Dummer Tsad Tamus Bimukoma Omedes. What do you mean then when you say, when you pay me Gufo? How can you say you pay me gufo? You pay nezek shalim, you never pay me gufo. No, he was on the first half, you pay me gufo. Meaning the tzad tamus remains as when you add on a second half. When you say you're not only chayv in half damage, you're chayv in full damage. Do we say now the entire nature of the payment changes and now the whole payment is min aliyah? Or do we say no? The second half that we just added to you, that's min aliyah. But the first half of the damage, which was me gufo, remains me gufo. That's all he's saying. V'chikatani me gufo. When he says me gufo, atzad tamus. He's only going on the tam element. We know that Rabbi Yehuda will discuss a case of a tam that tzad tamus b'makom omedes by something that once was a tam and then becomes a muad. So that's when you say that the entire payment will not take on the character of the of a nezek shalem where you pay min aliyah, that the first half remains as a paying megufo. But b'muad mitchilaso mi shamatei. Would Rabbi Yehuda ever say this in the case of something that's a muad mitchilaso, that's a muad from the very beginning, that the tzad tamus, that the half damage that you start with, bimukomo, what do you mean bimukomo medes? You never had a chatzin nezek. There never was a payment for a tzad tamus in our case. So what do you mean that it's bimukomo medes? That's meaning the fact that your old tzoros pays nezek shalim, the way we're viewing it is saying, yeah, that Sumcha says tzoros pay nezek shalim, the way he says it is that really I agree with the Rabbanan that it pays chatzin nezek, I just add another half. So the first chatzin nezek it pays megufo, and then the second chatzin nezek it pays min aliyah. But that's not, it never went from being a tam to being a muad. So what do you mean the first and the second? You hold the pays nezek shalim. What are you talking about? El kikam Reb Lezer, nezek shalim kigon de yayit. So when Reb Lezer says that he paid nezek shalim, it must be a case that it became a muad, that it had done it three times. The animal had done it three times. And Reb Lezer holds that there is hadal tzroros, that tzroros can become a muad to pay nezek shalim. Just like tzroros only pays chatzi nezek at first, you do it three times, that the animal goes and things shoot out from under its leg three times, it's going to get to nezek shalim. But b'hagam nefgi, mar sover yesh hadal tzroros, umar sover ein hadal tzroros, and that's the machlokas, whether yesh hadal tzroros or ein hadal tzroros. That's the machlokas in that brisa with the dog and the tzroros that burns down the gedish. Do we assume that it had done it three times already? So do we assume that it pays nezek shalim? Do we assume it only pays chatzin nezek? Does the tzroros become muad? Elahad by Rava, yesh adal tzroros, ein adal tzroros, But then why did Rava ask a shayla whether tzoros can ever become a muad to do tzoros, whether it could ever become a muad to pay nezek shalim? It's if that's the way we read this brisa, it's machlokas Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan. That Rav Elazar holds that yes, there is a muad to tzoros and it will pay nezek shalim. The Rabbanan holds no, there's no such thing as a muad to tzoros, it won't pay nezek shalim. So I'm like Rava, ki kami bayli lididi alibi the Rabbanan the pili gali the sumchas. He says no, I only ask my question within the sheet of the Rabbanan. Hold chatzin ezek tzoros in general. Avol hacha ben Rabban ben Rav Elazar kesumchus svirlu. But over here, both Rabban and Rav Elazar hold like sumchus. They both hold, meaning both Rabban and Rav Elazar of this brisa hold like sumchus. Number tzoros ezek shalim shalim. Who hold that tzoros pay ezek shalim? The time mayam Rabban chatzin ezek. Why did the Rabbanan say chatzin ezek? The shani velo iyaid. Because the case was it did something in a mishuna way, it did not yet become a muad, and the machlokas is about the machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan, because once it did it in a mishuna way, it's not regal anymore. We're talking about Karen. So that's the whole issue over there, that it was a case of Mishuna and did not become muad yet. So that's the issue, do you pay Nezek Shalim or Chatzi Nezek? But all Rabbi Tarfon never teaches us is that you pay Nezek Shalim when you have Keren Birushus Hanizik. We never know, he never says that you pay Megufo, so says Gemara in. Mehecha Maisilo Mikeren Birushus Rabim. No, but if he derives it from Keren Birushus Rabim, Dayo La Bominadin Leos Kanidon. So in general, whenever you have a Kalvachomer, so you can't apply the Kalvachomer more severely than its source. So if the source of Keren B'chatzar and Nizik is from Keren B'Rishos HaRabim, so Dayal Abam and Adin Lios Kanidon, just like Keren B'Rishos HaRabim only pays Megufo, so to Keren B'Rishos Nizik only pays Megufo. So frankly, more of Rabbi Tarfon less lay Dayo, but Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold of the entire concept of Dayo. Because if he held of Dayo, you would only be paying Chatzi Nezik in the Rishos HaNizik. Rabbi Tarfon holds you're paying Nezik Shalim in the Rishos HaNizik. So says Mar Kiles Dayo, Hecha de Mafrich Kalvachomer. Hecha de la Mafrich Kalvachomer is Le Dayo. He only doesn't hold of Dayo when Dayo would destroy the whole Kalvachomer. Meaning, Karen Bereshus HaNizik, I know on my own, is going to pay at least Chati Nezek, because it shouldn't be any less than Karen and Bereshus HaRabim. So if you say Dayo, then I don't need the whole Kalvachomer. So that's why Rabbi Tarfon is going to say, okay, so it must be coming teach me Nezek Shalim. But if the Kal V'chomer would still be impactful with the Dayo, so then Rabbi Tarfon would hold, in fact, of Dayo. Gufa, by Rava, Yesh Adol Tzoros, Ein Adol Tzoros. The Keren Midaminin Odoma told the Regalu. So Rava had the Shaila, when can Tzoros become a Muad? Do we consider it like Keren, which is also Chatzi Nezek, and does it three times, it becomes a Muad? Or do we say that, no, it's a Toldo of Regal, and there's no such a thing as a Regal becoming Muad? A Regal is Muad with Chilasa. So we'll do one Raya. There are three Rayas. We'll just do one and close with that. Tashra. He does say the muad v'yeshom harei zem muad. He does salkadaydach. We had this three times already. Elehidus vihitis. The case of the chicken jumping around is apparently machlokas whether it's a muad. My lav kagon da avat flasa zimni ubahakamifgi isn't the case where the chicken jumped around and things shot out from under his feet three times, and this is the machlokas. Marsover yeshada, marsover einada. And the machlokas is, can it become a muad or can it not become a muad? So you see an answer to Rav's question that it's a machlokas tanaim. So lo, bechazim, the sumchas rabban kamifgi. It only did it once, and the machlokas is in general about tsoros. Does tsoros pay chatzi nezek or does it pay nezek shalim? Okay. And we'll finish up the raya tomorrow.